نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، إمام المجاهدين وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله في السر والعلن، نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا من المتقين. On Wednesday, the federal agencies raided 14 Islamic institutions and businesses, and yesterday they raided 2 under the pretext of searching for ties to terrorists. This campaign that these agencies are leading against the Muslim community has outraged the community and is an indication of the dangerous route this war on terrorism is taking. These Islamic institutions that were raided in our vicinity in the Northern Virginia area and in Georgia include the Muslim World League, International Relief Organization, International Islamic Relief Organization, Success Foundation, International Institute for Islamic Thought, IIIT, the Fiqh Council of North America, Graduate School of Islamic Social Sciences, SAR Foundation, SAR International, Safa Trust, Marjac Holdings, Marjac Investments, Marjac Poetry, Poultry, MENA Corporation, Sterling Charitable Gift Fund, York Foundation, York International, African Muslim Agency, American Muslim Foundation, Heritage Education Trust, and on and on. Educational institutions and businesses. In addition to that, the directors of these institutions, simultaneously, while the institutions were being raided, their houses were also raided. The federal agencies searched the houses. They have taken loaded computers and books and documents, and they came into one of the houses of a respectable Muslim leader in our area, and they held his wife and daughter at gunpoint, and they had them handcuffed for 4 hours, not allowing them to wear their hijab. And various other forms of abuse. So this is not now a war on terrorism. We need to all be clear about this. This is a war against Muslims. It is a war against Muslims and Islam. Not only is it happening worldwide, but it's happening right here in America, that is claiming to be fighting this war for the sake of freedom, while it's infringing on the freedom of its own citizens just because they're Muslim, for no other reason. And as Muslims, if we allow this to continue, if we do not stop it, it ain't gonna stop. It's not gonna stop. If you don't stand up in this struggle and make your voices heard and unite, and make it clear to the authorities that you're not going to allow your necks to be stepped over and your rights to be infringed upon. If you do not do that, then only Allah knows where it's going to stop. Maybe the next day the Congress will pass a bill that Islam is illegal in America. Don't think that this is a strange thing to happen. Anything is probable in the world of today, because there are no rights unless there is a struggle for those rights. And the history of America in that sense is very clear. African Americans in this country had to go through a struggle. Their rights were not handed to them. Minorities. That's how slavery ended. And the struggle has to continue, and that's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing new in that. If you're a student of history, and if you read Quran, you'll see that it's clear. It's a struggle, and if you don't struggle for your rights, then you will be stripped away from them, step by step, until you have nothing left. Dear Muslims, these institutions, if you look at their record and if you look at what they are involved in, you have institutions that are purely educational, like the graduate school for Islamic studies. This is an education institution. You have research institutions such as the IIIT and some others. And then you have Muslim businesses that are conducting business, Islamic business, whether it is investments in mutual funds or whether it is investment in chicken. But they were still included on this list and were searched. And then the strange and amazing thing, that in this list, there was the Fiqh Council of North America. The Fiqh Council of North America is the oldest religious Islamic body in the country, and it's the most well-known, and it's considered to be the highest Islamic authority in the country. Now, many Muslims in America tend to disagree with the Fiqh Council because they view it as having very mild or watered down opinions. And it was the Fiqh Council that issued the fatwa which was approving the war against Afghanistan. Nevertheless, we still find that it was included on this list and it was searched and attacked in this fashion. So it tends to make you think, what is next and who would be safe? If the offices of the Fiqh Council of North America were raided and attacked, who is next? Masajid might be raided and closed down. Islamic schools, the reputation has been tarnished through the media. Where is it going to stop? Where is this going to lead to? Therefore, it is the responsibility of us as Muslims to make it very clear to the world that American Muslims are persecuted on a religious basis. And the country that is claiming to be fighting for the religious rights of people in the world is infringing on the rights of its own citizens when it comes to religious issues. The rights of Muslims have been violated. The way this was conducted and the way the houses were attacked and the way these institutions were treated, the government knows very well that there's a lot of anxiety among the American public when it comes to Islam. Because the people don't know what Islam is about and they don't know what we stand for. Therefore, conducting such a search at this particular time is very sensitive. It is sending a very wrong message to the American public. These institutions that have nothing to do with what's going on, there is, even if we would take the official record of what happened on September 11th, it is very clear from the official story that American Muslims have nothing to do with what happened on September 11th. So why these associations? Why tie in these American Muslim institutions to what has happened on September 11th where there is no connection? This will only send a ripple effect among the community around us and will add to the distorted image that already exists. When the President says that this is a war that is not against Islam, what is happening now is not helping that claim. It's not helping it at all. Especially the reports that came on the media, and you always hear the word terror inserted into the news piece. This association is very dangerous. To associate between the mainstream Muslim community, mosques, institutions, and what is happening is wrong and very dangerous. Dear Muslims, there are a few things that we need to do as a community. Number one, in situations like this, we need to be united. All differences need to be set aside. Whether you tend to agree with these organizations or not, whether you are a member or not, whether you view that you're part of another group that might be better or more authentic or true, it doesn't make a difference. This was an attack on every one of us. This attack was on the Muslim community, and all of us are harmed. We are all part of this. Therefore, we need to forget about our differences, put them aside, and stand united. Because if today it happened to these organizations, tomorrow you're going to be next. So we need to be united. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-Muslimu akhu al-Muslim, la yadhlimuhu wa la yaslimuhu. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ وَمَنْ كَشَفَ كُرْبَةَ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ كَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَتَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَنْ سَتَرَ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith in Bukhari, the Muslim is the brother of his fellow Muslim. And if you fulfill the need of your Muslim brother, Allah will fulfill your needs. And if you relieve the despair of a Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve your hardships on the Day of Judgment. And if you conceal the follies of your Muslim brother in dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal your follies on the Day of Judgment. If you conceal the private sins of your Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal yours on the Day of Judgment. Now, I've mentioned my opinion on the issue of Jamil Amin, and I'm going to repeat it again. I take it as an article of faith for myself to believe that he is innocent, and that the claim that he was guilty doesn't have substantial evidence for it, even though the court did sentenced him to life in jail without parole. Why? Because now we're dealing with a randomly selected jury that is coming from a pool in the society that has a wrong image of Islam, that has been poisoned when it comes to the true message of Islam. Therefore, it is expected to have such results. But as Muslims, we need to stand up together. We need to be united. We can't afford having differences in such dire and difficult times. Therefore, you are all urged to stand together and be tuned to what the Islamic organizations are going to be calling for. The Islamic organizations in the area with political orientation and civil rights orientations are working on this case. They are meeting and they are trying to come up with solutions. It is time for you to step up and support these organizations. It is also time for you to hold these organizations responsible to the community, and it's also time for you to support them, because we cannot hold these organizations responsible unless you are supporting them financially and you are also their manpower. So it's time that you support what the leadership of the Muslim community is doing. You support it by your money, by your manpower, and also by your advice and ideas. Number two, a Muslim is supposed to search for the truth and adopt it wherever they find it. A Muslim cannot be a blind follower. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Are the ones who know that was revealed to you is the truth like those who are blind. So a Muslim is not a blind follower. A Muslim does not just take everything at face value. You need to search for the truth. You need to uncover the truth. Therefore, you need to wise up and you need to know what is happening around you. We shouldn't just take the comments that we hear from the media and the government at face value, because that's not what it is about. One of the old tricks of politics is that you use a legitimate cause on the front as a cover for your sinister objectives. You have what appears to be a legitimate cause as a cover, and that's what you announce to the people, and that's for public consumption. But then under that cover, you have your own sinister, illegitimate objectives working in the underground. And that was, and it seems that our government has perfected that skill quite well. In the Gulf War, the announced objective was freedom of Kuwait. While now, 10 years later, it's very clear that it's invasion of oil fields. It is to destroy the Kuwaiti business power, and this is one of the things that people rarely know about, that one of the objectives was to destroy this network of business that Kuwait was managing all over the world. And just before the Gulf War, there was a program that was shown on TV, before Iraq invaded Kuwait, that, and it showed many of the Western businessmen and many of the multinational organizations worried because of this Kuwaiti money that has taken over corporations. And then add to that, there's the other cause, and that is to destroy a strong and powerful nation, which is Iraq. The objective yesterday and today is not to get rid of the Iraqi government. And all of the claims that we hear now is that Saddam Hussein has used poisonous gases to kill his people. Well, we don't hear the president saying that when the government of Iraq did that, it was the ally of the U.S. at the time. And when thousands of Kurds were killed by the poisonous gases, the U.S. did not even make a protest, did not cut the aid to Iraq and the help to Iraq. Only now it's becoming a problem because there are different political objectives. And this war against terrorism, it is using a legitimate cause for some underground objectives, and one of them is to eliminate Islamic work. And it's happening here, it's happening all over the world. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They want to extinguish the light of Allah. Quran said it 1400 years ago. So that will lead to number three. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will attempt to put down the light of Allah. Turn it off. Extinguish it. They will try to do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Allah will fulfill His light. Therefore, the more they try, the more the light of Allah will spread. The more attempts are placed, the more the light of Allah will go ahead. And that is one of the ironies of Qadr. It's one of the amazing things of Qadr, that the more there is an attempt to put down the light of Allah, the more the light of Allah spreads. This is the truth, and nothing can stand in front of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who will be part of the fulfillment of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم يا الله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجمال والكمال والإكرام، اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم يا ذا الجمال والكمال والإكرام، اللهم لا تدع لنا في مجلسنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا أيما إلا زوجته، ولا عقيما إلا ذرية صالحة وهبته ورزقته، ولا داعية إلى سبيلك إلا أعنته ونصرته وثبتته وهديته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين واهدي بنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، أعداءك وأعداء الدين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين، واخذل من خذل الدين بقوتك يا ذا الجمال والكمال والإكرام. اللهم يا الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا ووالدينا عذاب القبر والنار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم ثبت إخواننا في فلسطين، وفك الأسرى عن إخواننا في العراق، وعن إخواننا في أفغانستان وفي الهند وفي كل بقعة يقال فيها لا إله إلا الله، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم الطف بأمتنا، اللهم الطف بأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.